Phil will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
There were many stories about care homes this week. A care home worker in Cossey stole from a resident to pay for her own supermarket shopping. A care home in Thorpe Road has been rated as inadequate, and another in Poringland is closing due to economic pressures. Meanwhile, the county council is planning to sell 20 care homes. On the positive side, tours to the great hospital in Bishopsgate are always sold out. Alison will read the first of the care home stories.
A care home assistant stole from an elderly resident to pay for her supermarket shopping, Deliveroo orders and a tanning bed session. Marta Drzwiecka, 38, stole a bank card from a woman she was meant to be caring for in order to make a string of purchases. The brazen thefts, totalling hundreds of pounds, came to light after the daughter, who had power of attorney for her mother in the care home, noticed mysterious unauthorised payments on the bank statements. Drzwiecka from South Norfolk pleaded guilty to fraud by abuse of position of trust, in that she failed to safeguard the financial interests of the care home resident. Norwich magistrates sentenced her to 24 weeks imprisonment, but suspended it for 12 months, stating that she had shown genuine remorse and that immediate custody would see her and her children lose their accommodation.
Council officials have stopped placing people with social care needs in a Norwich care home after inspectors ruled it as inadequate. Stirling House in Thorpe Road was put into special measures in December, after inspectors from the Care Quality Commission, CQC, highlighted concerns about standards of care. Watchdogs said the home's operators, White and Stirling Residential Care Limited, had breached seven legal regulations, including overstaffing, safeguarding and safe care. And Norfolk County Council has confirmed it has suspended any new replacements of people within the home and has served notice to terminate the contract it has with the care home. At the time of the CQC inspection, there were 15 people living in the 17 self-contained flats at the home. Most of them had dementia. Following the critical CQC report, Ben James Smith, director of White and Stirling Residential Care, said he had appointed a new and experienced registered manager to run the home. He said the new manager had a strong track record of improving care services in Norfolk and was strengthening clinical oversight, staff supervision, care planning and quality assurance processes.
Bosses are shutting down a care home after more than 20 years, which has caused tremendous stress for the families who need to find another place to live. The 20 residents who live at Cresta Lodge in Poringland have been told they have until March the 20th to make alternative arrangements. A letter sent out by Robert Blackham, the director of Swan and Signet Care, which manages the home, stated ongoing economic pressures were to blame for the closure. The home currently cares for adults older than 65 and those living with dementia. One of the residents' relatives said, obviously this will have come as a huge shock, not only to the families involved and their loved ones, but also to the staff. Every family will be under tremendous stress now to find alternative care homes that meet their loved ones' needs, which more often than not are both complex and challenging. The 7 weeks we were given to find suitable alternative arrangements really puts pressure on the families, as there are very limited suitable options available. Mr. Blackham said, rising operating costs and wider challenges facing the care sector have made it difficult to run Cresta Lodge. He said he hoped to keep the 21-bedroom property open for longer, but it has become financially unsustainable for a small home like Cresta Lodge to continue operating in its current form.
A controversial move by Norfolk Council leaders to sell 20 of its care homes could pave the way for private providers to exploit the local care market, critics have warned. Norfolk County Council's Conservative-controlled cabinet has agreed the in-principle sale of homes owned by the council and run by county halls, own Norse Care Company, to Stowe Healthcare Group, based in Bury St Edmunds. Residents and staff will transfer over to the buyer, which is itself owned by a company called CGEN, part of a group with 24,000 care beds in the United States. But Steve Morphew, leader of the Labour group at Norfolk County Council, said the loss of a council-owned care company would have significant repercussions, handing the advantage to private providers. Independent Progressive Group County Councillor Emma Corlett has called on Local Government Secretary Steve Reid to intervene to stop the sale, with Bishop Herbert House in her Norwich Town Close division, one of the homes due to be sold. She wrote to Mr. Reid saying, "These care homes belong to the people of Norfolk and should remain subject to democratic oversight."
A tour guide has revealed why tickets to visit one of the city's medieval gems are constantly sold out, despite never being advertised. John Humphreys, who tours people around the Great Hospital in Bishopgate, said its collection of buildings stands out from other Norwich landmarks. He said, "The cloister is delightful. It's one of the smallest in the country, but just a stone's throw away from the largest monastic cloister in the country at the cathedral. You also have the refectory and the Church of St. Helen. In church, you still get a sense that there were once hospital beds there. It's quite a gem." Visitors also get to see the Eagle Ward with its stunning chancel ceiling decorated with hand-painted eagles.